The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission has stricken parts of a witness's testimony and exhibits in the application process for the Keystone XL pipeline. That action took place today, October 29th, at the PUC's regular meeting. Cindy Myers is a registered nurse who says she followed PUC's instructions to prepare her testimony. But TransCanada attorney William Taylor says Myers violated rules of evidence. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports.
Cindy Myers is concerned about potential water contamination if the Keystone XL pipeline is built. That was the heart of her testimony at a 9-day PUC hearing held in Pierre in late July and early August. In her presentation, she included written testimony from another person, the results of interviews she conducted with other people, and newspaper and scholarly articles. TransCanada lawyer William Taylor tells PUC commissioners that much of Myers' testimony is hearsay.
The law of South Dakota is very clear. And that is that we have rules of evidence and we have rules of procedure for a reason. That is so that chaos does not reign and so that everyone on all sides of every question has a fair opportunity to present their evidence and present their exhibits in a manner that's consistent.
Taylor says he appreciates Myers' sincerity and motives, but she has to follow the rules. Myers is not represented by an attorney. She says she worked with PUC staff while she was preparing her testimony and followed their instructions. She says in advance of the hearing, as required, she filed her exhibits and a written version of the oral testimony she would give at the hearing.
So how come TransCanada did not object to my pre-filed testimony before the hearing? It was filed on April 2nd, and there were deadlines to meet as far as responding.
Myers says it's unfair that Taylor is able to make a motion after the fact to discount portions of her testimony.
I've respected the entire PUC process, and I ask the PUC to respect my testimony and exhibits.
Commissioners agreed to strike the hearsay portions, but will consider the rest of her testimony as they deliberate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.